And we say very good morning on this Thursday morning. Onetsi, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ryan.
And our topic for today, leaky gut syndrome. I'll leave it up to you.
So leaky gut syndrome is sort of an obscure thing, even in the medical field. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try and explain it because I'm sure there's listeners out there that's heard about this before, maybe think they suffer of this sort of syndrome. So just to try and explain a little bit about it. And with all of that said, there's not clear answers. Mm-hmm. It's really something that's, a lot of science goes into it. There's lots of questions around it. But I'm going to try my best to explain what it's all about. So if we look at our gut, it's really, we have an extensive lining. And mm-hmm. if we want to put it down into square feet, it's about, we can cover 4,000 square feet with the intestinal lining coverings of our gut.
Wow.
So when our gut is working properly, it forms tight barriers that control what gets absorbed into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically sort of acts as a protective lining from bacteria to get into the blood system. So what happens in an unhealthy gut, the lining might have some cracks and holes, allowing undigested food particles, maybe toxins or bacteria, then to penetrate through it.
Mm.
And then if this happens, this really triggers inflammation in the gut. And then that's sort of when your gut lining gets inflamed, and it can lead to digestive tract issues and even other health problems.
Mm.
So
mm.
currently in the research world, it's booming with studies to show that modifications of intestinal bacteria and inflammation actually might play a huge role in other chronic diseases.
Mm.
So that whole thing about your immune system is in your gut is really true.
Mm.
And so it's all, then we might have to ask, who gets leaky gut? And all of us to some degree have a leaky gut, but those spaces are supposed to be there, allowing water and nutrients through what we need for nutrients and absorption. But then the problem is, in some people, there might be a genetic predisposition, maybe to some changes into your gut, then which make those spaces a little bit larger, and then it allows toxins through.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, unfortunately for us, the huge contributor to something like inflammation in the gut will be actually our modern life and our lifestyle choices. So simple things like chronic stress, and overconsumption of high sugars and refined carbohydrates, diet low in fiber, saturated fatty acids, all of this can contribute to actually creating a leaky gut.
Mm, mm.
So it's almost like what came first, the chicken or the egg, but with this, it's more or less the same. So many diseases are associated with the intestinal permeability, and a lot of speculation really about whether possible diseases might be connected to it. So if we think about things like irritable bowel syndrome or something like celiac disease, these can be autoimmune related. So it's almost like, is it because of the leaky gut, or was it really the IBS or the celiacs that caused the leaky gut? So we don't really know which one came first.
Mm-hmm.
And then many other diseases have been suggested to be possible consequences of leaky gut syndrome. So that toxins that might leak into the bloodstream, causing then inflammation in the body in general.
Mm.
And it's also shown that a low grade of inflammation over a long period of time maybe a factor actually of diseases like obesity, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, asthma, fibromyalgia. So all of these are inflammatory related. So I think, again, if we can protect our guts and we can try and suppress inflammation, this is really the starting point to prevent all of these things that I've just mentioned in terms of severe illnesses. And so they think the cause can be something like irritable bowel celiacs, and then obviously other severe diseases like maybe HIV, and then also treatments like chemotherapy, radiation treatments, overuse of things like anti-inflammatories, aspirin, brufen, alcohol, and then also a food allergy. So if you are allergic to a certain food substance and you don't avoid that food substance, that causes an immune response that will trigger inflammation that then has got the rollover effect in maybe something like a leaky gut.
Okay.
So if we look at symptoms of leaky gut, people will say there's a burning feeling, almost like I've got that ulceration. It feels like you have an ulcer in your gut. So it's very painful. You suffer indigestion. There's diarrhea. There's bloating. You feel tired. Because obviously the tiredness comes from the fact that the body doesn't have the ability to draw energy from the food that we eat. And then also things like radiation therapy. So obviously, if we think radiation and chemotherapy in terms of cancer, so that would be because of a treatment that you would develop something, the gut just suffers then from it. And it's difficult to diagnose, so you can go for urine tests, blood tests, they can do tissue biopsies, they can be endomicroscopy. So those are the ways to diagnose leaky gut syndrome. But I think, and then people would ask, but how is, can you treat this? You know, can I repair my gut?
Yes.
And to an extent, the answer is definitely yes, you can improve your gut health. So I think the first place to start, if you are not the person that suffers from IBS or celiac disease, it's a good idea to use probiotics all around, because what probiotics do, they maintain the gut health and they prevent actually the wrong bacteria growing in your gut. And then also prebiotics would be the food for your probiotics. So, and we get that from plant fiber. So vegetables, any source of vegetables will be a good form of a prebiotic. And then if you know that you suffer from irritable bowel disease or celiac disease, it's your responsibility to actually avoid those food that triggers or that irritates the gut. So we then have to avoid for everybody it's different. So you have to avoid whatever is triggering your gut so that you don't aggravate the gut lining. And then also in general things like the good old prudent dietary guidelines that we always speak about, making sure that you eat complex carbohydrates, that your diet is rich with monounsaturated fatty acids, which has got an anti-inflammatory effect. Make sure that you have lean protein and then fruits and vegetables. And the other important amino acid that can really help in gut health is L-glutamine. You can get this anyway, especially if you think your pharmacies where they sell bodybuilding supplements, L-glutamine is get there because, number one, they use it for muscle recovery. So it makes your muscle recover faster so that you can train as hard tomorrow, but with the same, it's extremely good for the gut and then can help with those healing properties in the gut. And then another word that people, is a diet that people speak about, is the FODMAP diet. And I actually thought maybe I'll go into detail within the FODMAP diet next week. But this is a specific diet that people will follow when you have an irritable bowel. So it helps to eliminate the food that triggers the pain, and it also gives the gut time to rest and to repair. And then with putting some of these single foods back into the diet, you can then find out which are the foods that's the culprits that really triggers the pain and the inflammation in your gut.
Okay.
So, yeah, but the detail of that I'll speak about next week. But, yeah, so that's what I wanted to share regarding the leaky gut today.
Unetsi, if I just a question for clarity, and you mentioned all the causes that can cause a leaky gut, but is it, if I had to kind of put it in lay terms, where you actually have cracks developing almost in your digestive system, like a leaky pipe?
Yeah, so in the lining, basically, there are spaces in the gut lining, but the spacious then becomes larger than what they're supposed to be, and that makes it possible for bacteria, toxins, food substances then to go into the bloodstream, which causes that. Yes, so
almost like an ulcer, if I had to kind of equate it in a similar way.
And also would more be, no, also is a little bit different.
Okay.
In terms that it's an actual, like, sore that is...
Like a hole.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's not like an ulcer. So it can either be your immune system or then... So that's also like they don't really know which one came first. But it's because of inflammation, of something that triggers the inflammation that caused that, and then other diseases develop from it.
Okay.
Almost. Yeah, yeah. So.
Like.
I think it's not something that. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, you know, the diseases that then follow from it, almost like opportunistic diseases.
Yes.
Climbing onto the initial condition.
Yeah, and I think it's not something that should freak people out now. They think, maybe I've got leaky gut. No, I think this is more to just actually emphasize the fact that it's important for us to look after our guts, take your probiotic, use omega-3 supplementation, drink some glutamine if you have like a irritable gut or a bowel. All of those things are assisting your gut to make sure that the balance in your gut is good, and that will improve the growth of good bacteria that keeps your gut permeability intact.
Intact.
So,
right.
Yes.
So it's all about keeping your digestive system healthy and operating correctly.
Yes, and then also if we do that in the same breath, we would then make sure that we've got a stronger immunity to fight other infections,
right,
because we've got the ability to absorb nutrients from the food that we consume if we've got a healthy gut, and the body can utilize it in the right way.
And there that sort of pretty much sums up the explanation of which one kind of came first, because the one condition rolls the other one and vice versa. So
yes.
Okay,
it might have been the lifestyle or wrong food choices that cause your gut to deteriorate, and then because of that deterioration, other severe diseases develop.
Complicated but interesting nonetheless, and just shows how complex our bodies actually are.
Yes, definitely.
Unetsi, thank you very, very much. And if somebody wants to get hold of you, hopefully not to question you too much about leaky gut syndrome, but you know, maybe they've picked up on symptoms that you might have mentioned, and maybe it warrants just a little bit of further investigation. How do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a good week, and looking forward to chatting next week Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. And that's